everyone. Sam here, your mother of Valkyries and host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Welcome to the podcast season 2 finale. Can you believe it's been an entire season already? Me either. 2024 is flying by faster than an Illyrian warrior and has had more changes than Therion and Ethan changing their minds combined. With everything changing around us, sometimes it requires us to change too, and the first step is to change and shift our mindset. This episode contains spoilers for the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, the Throne of Glass series, and Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you want to avoid spoilers, I would recommend skipping this episode. We all have plans, from grand plans to small plans, to plans about what you're going to eat for dinner or what job you should take next. We can plan all we want, but sometimes things change that are beyond your control. Maybe you wanted a job, but it ended up being offered to someone else. Or you really wanted to make spaghetti and meatballs for dinner, but you don't actually have anything to make the meatballs with. Things change, and it can be upsetting, disappointing, annoying, frustrating, and a whole bunch of other emotions that Inside Out taught us. When things happen the way we don't plan or intend for them to happen, we can respond in different ways. Like you might decide to skip the meatballs or decide to go to the store to pick up the ingredients. But when you've been planning something big or working toward a goal, and for some reason it doesn't happen like you've planned, the letdown and disappointment can be bigger and harder to deal with. Sometimes the disappointment can even turn you off from attempting to try again. So you decide it isn't for you, isn't worth it, and move on. This year hasn't turned out at all like the way I planned or the way I had intended it to. I was so excited to be attending multiple events this year, to see and meet so many of you, and to teach in-person Valkyrie Squad classes. But one by one, those events and conventions were canceled. I was so disappointed when each one of them happened. Not only did the cancellations impact me, but I knew that they impacted other people who had spent money to attend. The disappointment that came with each one of these was so large that it had me questioning if I should even be doing any in-person events. I was falling into the thought spiral of, well, if all these events didn't go right, then why should I try? I shouldn't. I just won't do any events in the future. As I spiraled through those thoughts, I happened to have a trip planned. I went and it turned into a place where I could just enjoy myself, create, and experience new people and things. Taking the time to turn my brain off from spiraling, I realized that I could still do events. Even though I was super disappointed about events being canceled, things were still good. I still have the Valkyrie Squad meetup coming up in October. There are other events that I can still attend next year, and that I just needed to pivot which events I would attend and how events were going to be planned. I was able to shift my mindset around events, reminding myself of what is good, think about them differently, and be excited about changing future plans. So what is mindset and how do we shift it? Mindset is defined as a mental attitude or inclination. A mindset shift then is defined as a change in attitude, perspective, or a way of thinking. A few benefits of mindset shifts are increases in mood, productivity, and energy. Shifting your mindset to be something positive can have tremendous impacts on physical health, sleep, concentration, and mental health. So in the middle of my event cancellations, I was able to shift my mindset. Instead of focusing on the disappointment of what didn't happen and making decisions about future events from that place, I shifted my attitude and thinking to focus on what was coming up and what kind of events I can do in the future. I am so excited for the Valkyrie meetup in Portland, and if you were some of the lucky few to get spots, I can't wait to see you. For future events, I realized I had planned to attend either large events or conventions. If you've ever met me, you'll know I prefer smaller groups, especially when it comes to teaching. I changed how I thought about events, realizing I actually prefer smaller events. Not that I won't participate in large events, but I am more comfortable and actually enjoy smaller events more. They give me more flexibility and control for how the event goes and what I'm teaching. Shifting my mindset was basically my brain screaming, "Pivot!" I was able to look at the situations differently. Coach Jenna, the Pivot Queen, actually talked about this in episode 20. Jenna talks about how when things don't happen in your life the way you want, decide to pivot. Can't make working out in the morning a habit? Pivot. Decide to work out at night? It might be easier for you. Part of Jenna's Cauldron Blessed Wisdom said this: if you wallow in your self-pity party, coming up with outlandish reasons why you aren't worthy, you will start to perpetuate those feelings to the point that it will show through with every opportunity, date, or daily behavior. So while it's good to grieve a little, move on fast and think about how you can pivot and try a new way to get what you want. This is how your success will be determined. Jenna's idea of moving on fast, pivoting, and trying a new way to get what you want is a great example of a mindset shift. When things take an unexpected turn, you get to decide how you are going to respond to it. Are you going to stay in the disappointment, or are you going to pivot and get things done? Will you stay stuck, or will you shift your mindset and make a new path? Only you can decide what breaks you, Valkyrie. Only you. So decide to adjust expectations, pivot into new plans, remind yourself of things you're excited for, look into the orb and reshape your vision. Remind yourself to think differently. Pivot, change your mindset, and keep climbing the mountain. Speaking of pivoting and Coach Jenna, let's talk about her new brand of cookbooks called ACOTAR Eats. Ever wonder what the Valkyries eat when training in the summer court? Tarquin gave us his cook's recipe book. Discover the delights of seasonal cuisine with the Summer Court Seasonal Cookbook by ACOTAR Eats. Embrace the nutritious and cost-effective benefits of eating with nature's calendar. With almost 30 new recipes for every occasion and ACOTAR-themed, this will be your go-to guide for the summer. Every recipe is swap-friendly for vegetarian and other dietary concerns. Check out the ACOTAR Eats Instagram page at ACOTAR Eats to purchase and for more information. As I was thinking about this finale episode, I reflected back on season one's finale. I really liked how it was a way to look back on the season, take what we learned, and move forward as a send-off. While the producers and I were planning this episode, we realized that we can actually apply shifting our mindset to all of the topics we've talked about this season. If you haven't realized it, this was our ACOTAR growth season, dealing with the hard shit, battling the toxic fitness lies, and rewriting how we thought about ourselves. So, I'm going to talk about how you can apply a mindset shift to each one of my solo episodes this season. Does that sound good? Well, I hope so, because even if you don't like it, you're not here when I'm recording. So, too fucking bad. Let's go. We kicked off season two together with the sword and the new year, reminding all of us that we don't have to be perfect to start anything, especially when it comes to fitness. When things don't go perfectly in planning, take a moment for a mindset shift. Step away. Physically, eat a snack because no one likes to be hangry, especially me. Get a different perspective physically to help you think about how you can plan from another perspective. If you can't see a way to shift your mindset, reach out your hand and ask for help from your inner circle. Those that know you well know how you think and can give you tips to see through roadblocks you might not be able to. Focus on the pieces of starting something new that are within your control. Like when starting Valkyrie Squad, don't focus on having to complete the schedule perfectly. Focus on making sure you have props or at-home props to complete day one. Take what steps you can that day and remember to stick with the mindset that progress is always better than perfection. And my favorite reminder, take the damn break. Remember I told you this season was our ACOTAR growth season? It really was with the sword and the stairs. When you get that urge, itch, feeling, push, or hear that small gremlin fucker in your brain, try and tell you to do the Nesta Stair Challenge, immediately shift your mindset and tell that voice to fuck off and ignore the urge. Shift your mindset and remember that you don't have to walk up 10,000 stairs to be like Nesta. Nesta's stairs are not the same as our stairs. There are so many differences between her reality with the stairs and our own stairs. Seriously, re-listen to the episode if you need to. Not only are there physical differences in the stairs, but you are physically different from Nesta. Remember who you are, just like Mufasa taught us. Disclaimer, I am not a voice actor. I'm sorry. You're not Faye. I'm sorry to tell you, you're not. So you'll never be able to be like Nesta climbing all those stairs. We all have to come to the realization that we are not all the same and have to adjust our expectations of who we are and what we are capable of. Sometimes in Valkyrie Squad, as a personal trainer and fitness instructor, I've heard people say, I can't do that. I don't move like you, Sam. Guess what? I also can't move like some instructors out there. I will never be able to do full splits. My body's physical anatomy wasn't born with the ability to do them. So I can look at someone kicking above their head and really want to do that. Instead of getting upset about it, I shift my mindset and tell myself that while I know I won't be able to do that, I can make my lower kicks as powerful as fuck. When we see or read someone that we really want to be like, we have to remind ourselves of that mindset shift, that we don't have to be like anyone else. Just like Moana sings, "This is not who you are, you know who you are." Once you remind yourself of who you are, you can decide not to conform to toxic fitness culture's idea of fitness challenges. And join us in the rebellion to fight back with the Sword and the Rebellion episode. When you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok and toxic fitness culture attacks with an ad about how you can get certain results if you do this challenge, time for a rebel mindset shift attack. Go from thinking, "I need a quick fix," to "Things take time and it's okay for my progress to be slower." Even Farah didn't have a quick fix for learning to fly. She didn't learn how to use her wings in one day. Seriously, how many trees did she fly into? Az had to push her off of the boulder to even get her to leave the ground the first time. In A Court of Wings and Ruin, Azriel tells Farah about how she's going to have to build her muscles to fly. Farah said, "Knife-sharp pain rippled down my back as I tried to lift the wings. I managed to get the left upright. The right just dropped like a loose sail. You need to strengthen your back muscles, and your thighs, and your arms, and core," Azriel said. "So everything then." Again, that dry, quiet smile. Why do you think Illyrians are so fit? Change takes time. It took time for Feyre. It took time for the Valkyries, for Aelin, for Manon, for Dorian, for Hunt, for Rune, for Lydia, for every other book character and Inner Circle member you can think of. It's like the Boxing and Blade Month of Valkyrie Squad. You basically have to relearn how to use your arms to throw punches, but you keep working on it. You can't expect to be like me when you're just starting out. Changing your mindset even takes time. You might not even realize that you need a mindset shift right away. You might change it one day and revert back to your old way of thinking the next day. Practicing that new mindset is a process and takes time, but I know you can do it, Valkyrie. Who's afraid of a little anxiety? Anyone who's watching The Sword and The Nightmare on Anxiety Street, you might find yourself in different settings and situations where you feel anxious. You might be feeling just a little anxious, or you might be having full-blown horror movie anxiety about certain situations. No matter what you're experiencing, you can shift your mindset. Remember what the rules to the movie or situation you're in are. Remind yourself of what is true. Anxiety can thrive off of a perceived fear, even if it's untrue. If you can't find the truth when you feel your body flooded with those fight-or-flight instincts, make a physical change to trigger a mindset shift. Get up and do something. Clean your kitchen, take a shower, talk to a friend, get those endorphins moving, go for a walk or work out. Because exercise gives you endorphins, endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't. While you may not be at risk of shooting your mate, exercise is still a great way to focus on something physically to help to pull you out of your anxiety spiral. It's this idea that sitting around worrying helps no one. Do whatever works best for you to change your space physically so you can have space for a mindset shift. Just like Cassia from The Song of the Marked by S.M. Gaither, she struggles with having anxiety attacks in some situations, but she also knows in those moments she has her crew to help distract her. They will sit around her and put a hand on her knee. This helps her be grounded to the moment and bring her back to her current reality and out of her panic attack. She can then shift her mindset to continue her mission. Sometimes it's not about the words that are said, it's just about your people showing up for you that can help shift your mindset from anxiety to peace. While you're out walking, see if you can find the sword in the lost motivation. When looking for motivation, keep an eye out for booby traps that might be in your way back to motivation, or might try and steal it. When you're lost, grab your map and your satchel full of tools that can help you get back on track and find your motivation. The most impactful tool you can have to help your mindset shift to finding motivation is flexibility. Being flexible allows for your motivation to move and shift as it needs instead of disappearing. Things will always go wrong on an adventure. You might take a wrong turn, get sick, roll your ankle, or even need to pivot to a side quest. Things will happen and your schedule and plan will be thrown off. Remembering flexibility will help your motivation to still be there, when you pivot to changing up your schedule. It's like when Pocahontas sings Just Around the River Bend. She sings, "What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing." Standing on your mat, ready to work out, remember that motivation is always changing, always flowing. Maybe today you're incredibly motivated to do it. Maybe today you're exhausted and your motivation is literally gone. Remind yourself of that flexibility mindset and decide what you can or can't do for the day. And again, because I can't seem to say it enough, it's okay if you skip a day and take a damn break. Because here's the thing, if you can shift your mindset to remember flexibility on the days motivation is missing, you can remind yourself you'll go around a bend and come back to motivation tomorrow. The sword and the imposter sometimes can feel like a double mindset shift because you have to shift your mindset and the mindset of the imposter. The hard part about imposter syndrome is it's all a head game, aka it's all about mindset. Those feelings of being an imposter are not facts. The belief that you're an imposter comes from fear. Imposter syndrome is the struggle of trying to determine what are the actual facts versus the imagined scenarios you created in your brain. So how do you overcome imposter syndrome? You do it by a mindset shift. You think through the actual facts, what is true about you versus what are the lies causing your imposter feelings. Remember, you need to write down the actual facts to see what's true. Write that you completed college, got the VP position, you accomplished these things. Looking at those, reminding yourself that you did all those things and you are exactly where you are supposed to be, and no one can tell you differently. If you can't think of any, reach out your hand and ask your inner circle. Trust me, your inner circle will love reminding you why you're capable and qualified to do something, even when it makes you uncomfortable. You made it to the last episode, Mindset Shift. It's the one everyone warns you about, the one that everyone says wrecked them. Welcome to the sword and the kingdom of burnout. Some of the strongest people we know in books and real life can experience burnout. It can impact every single one of us. Even Aelin, Ashriver, Whitethorn, Galathinius, Queen of Terrasen experienced burnout. I won't make you relive the whole episode about what burnout is, why we experience it, the stages of it, and how it relates to Aelin. But if you haven't listened to it yet, please go do that. When you are feeling burnt out or are even actively burning, you need to be doused in water. Let a mindset shift help you feel the refreshing cool water in the middle of burning. Shift your thoughts to remind yourself it's okay to let it all go. Let it go. Let it go. Ice palace for one. Ice palace for one. It's okay if you're feeling overwhelmed and lost. No one said you had to keep it together. Remember, it's okay to take the damn break. Know it's okay to be in burnout, and there's no timeline on when you should be recovered by. Once you've acknowledged where you are, let your mindset shift even more to see the positive and do something fun. Maybe you get a book from the library you've been waiting months for, or you go for a walk with friends, or you go out to dinner with your mate. Let your mind focus on the good, fun things right in front of you at this moment. Like a river dousing you in water, it will flow back, your energy well will fill up again. We've reached the end of the episode, Mindset Shifts. As we reach the end of this season and this episode, when I think about mindset and examples of mindset shifts, it reminds me of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Uncle Iroh not only gives wisdom throughout the show, but he is constantly challenging Zuko in how he thinks. He is constantly encouraging him to think about things differently and question the beliefs he has. In the beginning of the show, Zuko is determined to restore his honor and is solely focused on finding the Avatar. He doesn't question why his father and the Fire Nation are doing the things they do. From talking with Iroh and the gang, they reveal new truths to him and new ways of thinking. Through the seasons, you can see Zuko struggle with changing his mindset. But in the end, it does change and even causes him to change physically. I mean, come on, just look at the difference in his hair. Zuko comes to realize that what the Fire Nation and his father are doing is wrong, and actually joins the group to help Avatar Aang instead of hunting him. The realization Zuko has, which causes his change in behavior, is a complete mindset shift about who he is, what he should be doing, how the Fire Nation should be treating the rest of the world, and the life he should be living. Uncle Iroh, in one episode, says to Zuko, "It is important to draw wisdom from many places. If we take it from only one place, it becomes rigid and stale. Understanding others, the other elements, and the other nations will help you to become whole." Uncle Iroh explains to Zuko that there are so many ways of seeing things and thinking through things. We can find new information and truths from all different things and places. We allow those things to impact how we think, guiding us through a mindset shift. Mindset isn't something that affects only certain chapters of your life. It's something that is as fluid as waterbending. We constantly learn and grow in our lives, and it's important to let our mindsets shift and change along with it. The thing we have to remember is when changing your mindset, let it shift into something that is always positive or has a better outcome for your situation in life. Letting your mindset shift negatively can impact you in negative ways. Uncle Iroh reminds Zuko of this when he says, "No, Zuko, you must never give in to despair. Allow yourself to slip down that road and you surrender to your lowest instincts. In the darkest times, hope is something you give yourself. That is the meaning of inner strength." Uncle Iroh goes on to have tea with Toph, telling her, "Perfection and power are overrated. I think you are very wise to choose happiness and love." A mindset shift isn't about being happy all the time. It's about recognizing where you are at, and instead of leaning into those feelings of anger, sadness, and disappointment, you decide to acknowledge what is true and make new plans that encourage you to keep moving forward. And to keep moving forward, Season 2's last piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom is wisdom I'm borrowing from Uncle Iroh. He says, "Destiny is a funny thing. You never know how things are going to work out. But if you keep an open mind and an open heart, I promise you will find your own destiny someday." No one knows what is going to happen. Plans change, the weather changes, seasons change. Little things change, big things change, and there's no way to predict any of it, no matter what the weathermen say. The way we cope with those changes is what matters. Deciding to keep an open mind and open heart to what new things can happen or come into your life will bring you a lot more ataraxia or inner peace. You get to wake up each day and decide if you are going to keep moving forward or keep looking back. Will you choose to stay stuck in a past mindset, or will you look forward, shift how you think, and start the next chapter of your life? Your last action item for Season 2 is to practice shifting your mindset. Brew yourself a cup of tea, sit down, and think about something going on in your life where you are feeling frustrated, disappointed, or anxious. Make a mental note or physically write down what that thing is. Then try and think about it in a different way. How can you reframe or change your thoughts around that thing or situation? If you're sitting there unable to figure out what to shift or start spiraling, make a physical shift. Get up and go for a walk. Go on a coffee or tea date with someone in your inner circle. Let that physical change help shift how you are thinking. And speaking of your inner circle, remember that you have those people you can lean on too. Talk about what's going on with them. Let their own different perspectives help pivot your mindset. So on those days you feel like you're always stuck in second gear, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, shift your mindset, reach out your hand, remember who's there for you. Because climbing the mountain, Valkyrie, is a process, and you'll never reach the top without the mindset of believing you can get there. Things this year have changed as many times as animals Lysandra can shift into. I don't know what the rest of this year will bring for me, or for you, but I do know one thing. The podcast is going on a break. So, what comes next? We're on a break. Do you know how hard it is to leave? You're on your own. Awesome. Wow. Can you live the Cauldron Blessed Wisdom now? Twin blades rise, enemies fall. It's much harder when it's all your call. You're not alone. You've been set free. When toxic fitness tries to fight you, remember you're a Valkyrie. Da 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 da. Good luck, Valkyrie. And no matter what happens, remember to be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by writer Bex Castro and audio engineer Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Riven by the Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about the Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about the Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you like this week's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.